I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The soul path of awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello, radiant soul light beings. Hello, hello. If you happen to be new to this radio show, this podcast, welcome. It's great to have you here. Happy Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday, Wonder Wednesday, everyone. If you are new and you are going, how does this work? You can listen in the chat if you sign up, just do a little registration thing, name and email, I believe. You can also ask questions in the chat. If you want to listen by phone, that number is 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122. Now, if you have a question, a comment, or you want a reading, press 1 on the keypad, 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad to get on air. Want to thank everyone that has been leaving the wonderful 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thank you very much. 5 stars on Spotify. I appreciate you, and some of you have left the most heartfelt appreciation comments on Apple Podcasts. I just want to thank you. Thank you so much. If I had your emails, I would thank you personally. But I do really appreciate it. It keeps me humming, and just it's a little joy. It's a little joy bubble, like a little bubble, sent to me. Also, want to invite everyone to please subscribe to Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube, as well as Awakenings with Michelle Miche on YouTube. There's more stuff coming on YouTube. I've gotten some people asking for some other types of soul support, as I call it. I guess in the regular world, they call it content, a content creator, a conscious content creator. How about you? But I call it soul path tools and soul expression. Not really wild about the word content. I mean, content's cool, but it just sounds so like, hey, we need some content in this, you know, magazine. We need some content over here. What you got any content? So I don't know. Anyway. That's my little button on that. I see a lot of people in the queue on the phone lines, on the switchboard, whatever you want. Yeah, switchboard, I guess it's called. So if you have a question, a comment, or you want a reading, please press 1. Numero uno. Uno numero. All right. We have a guest second half of the program. I just want to touch on something, then we're going to get to callers. 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. Many of you know we're doing a big kind of a manifestation kickoff here. Some of you that work with me privately and also on Patreon, our Soul Awakening community on Patreon and self-study, as well as here, I do cover it here as well, not as in-depth, but I do cover it here, that I'm, as a psychic channel, trans channel and conscious channel, I look at trends, and in fact, my workshops, seminars, things, classes I do, I tune in to see what are the trends, what's the universal trend, and I connect with the guides, the spiritual hierarchy, over souls, to see what's coming up. And so a lot of you know, because I know I have a lot of people that follow me on YouTube and do my readings at Soul Insights and Tarot, as well as Patreon, you know that. We're doing a lot right now with chaos magic, and some people have even told me, some of my clients have told me, they've heard that more, or it's come up in their feed. I think somebody in the chat that have come up in their feed, one of them was a podcast. One of my clients was watching a podcast, and they started talking about chaos and chaos magic. Some people are saying they've seen things lately on chaos theory, or that there's a lot of chaos in the world, and everybody goes, No, that's good, gang. That's good, folks. Oh, folks, that's good. That's good. Chaos, random access memory. Like, you got a lot of memory on your computer, right? You got a lot of random access memory, RAM. What can you do with that? You can do a lot. You can put programs on there. You can run things. You can manifest things. So chaos, yes, it can be overwhelming. You have to have ways to center, like the eye of the storm, to be in the eye of the storm. But chaos means there's a lot of creative energy. It's the magic that happens before the universe starts putting things into form and locking things in. So in a way, you can kind of universally get away with a lot of stuff. Yeah, you can kind of bend time. You can stretch things. There's a lot you can do personally and helping in the world, in the collective, 3D, 4D consciousness. Chaos magic means that the veils are thinner. We've lost a lot of veils. A lot of veils have dissolved, which is just the vibrational frequency between dimensions. But when there's chaos, there's less that's in form. Everything is in flux, right? It's up in the air. And it's kind of like when you go in your art room, and what do? Do I do, do I make some pottery? Do I do ceramics? Do I paint? Or you start painting or you start sketching, but you don't know what it is yet. Because all manifestation is taking the random access energy, memory, whatever. It is memory. It's past, present, and future memory. And putting it into form. It's putting, like when you have ideas, you know, you're trying to create something or make something. You want to do an online platform, or you want to create something, a class, a workshop. You want to create an app, or you want whatever it is you're putting together. You have to get the ingredients. Oh, okay. I have to have a home page. If I'm going to do a website, I got to have a home page. What else do I need? I need this. Oh, got to have a phone number. I got to talk about what I do. I got to do this. Like writing a book. You got to pull all the ingredients. That's the chaos. And out of that chaos and confusion comes new order. There is a new order. I know a lot of people are freaking out of one world order and new order, but there is a new order. Tasha Blue. Yeah, well, we're all guided by spirit, Tasha Blue. Well, I'd like to think I am. But there's a way to read the trends, and that's why we have tools, divination tools, is to help us, or astrology, or numerology. Those are just all ways of looking at us as the chaotic energetic beings having all these different things going on and putting it in some kind of map or readable order. And the good thing about doing this and the fun thing for me is now then you move into creation. You move in co-creation with the all that is, or God or spirit, as we're meant to do. That's actually our count. That is us. We are an aspect of God or the all that is, but it's also, as a dimension of that, it's our true counterpart. How do you want to live your reality? Because you're not just creating your reality for you. You're creating it for those seven generations that come after you. It's about leaving a better world. So that's when you move into conscious creation. You realize this gift that you have. It's just like within us, we have imaginal cells. These cells kind of are encoded and they decode or detonate, if you will, when we're up-leveling, you know, when we move from crawling to walking, right? There's imaginal cells within us that are programmed with the next level of information, of intelligence, and how to do it. All species have that. But then we are the imaginal cells on the universe. Ooh, Sue used to not like the word chaos, but think it's now my friend because of seeing what can grow out of it. Yeah, Sue, yeah. Well, that's why I've been using it a lot, and I learned this in my alchemy training as well as alchemical hypnotherapy. We worked with chaos. And, in fact, that saying, I don't know where he got it, but one of my teachers, Dr. Hahn, he would always say, I've changed it a little bit, but he used to say, out of chaos comes creation and out of confusion comes new order. I put them together, but I wish I had coined that. I didn't. But it is a metaphysical principle. When you understand that within the there is a randomness, there is accidents, there are things that happen, there is chaos, but within the chaos is order that is coming together. So things that are random or by chance sometimes aren't so random or aren't by chance. Or we learn as metaphysicians and spiritualists and occultists, esotericists, right, behind the scenes and alchemists, how do I use what's there? That's like this download I got the other day, and I think I read it in Patreon. Let's see. And I'm going to leave you guys with this, and then we're going to get to callers, because this was pretty profound from God. Let me see. From God consciousness. It doesn't have to be what you want. And this is about your circumstances. It is what it is. Look for the possibilities in what is. In other words, the miracle is not trying to change your circumstances. It's like as you align to the energy of your circumstances and you work within your circumstances, they change. Too many people, and myself included, I've been there. I don't like this. I don't want this. We spend time in resistance, which leaves us locked in the extremes of polarity. We're just resisting the polarity, and what we resist persists. It just keeps persisting, and we keep seeing what we don't want and experiences what we don't want, because that becomes the fight. It's like trying to argue with someone or fight with someone when they're not ready to hear your side. It does no good. And the universe is like that. If this is the trend. This is why I like connecting into psychic trends, and I feel blessed to – I'll give an example, and I'm not going to deep dive into it because a lot of you have heard this. I know we have a lot of new listeners. But the whole pandemic, I predicted in 2017, everything that happened. I had 4 days of visions, and I told people I was working with. I told my assistant. I told some close friends. And so I saw what was coming. And so I proceeded to tell my clients, you need to have an online presence. Don't just try to do workshops. Don't just try to be in the yoga studio. You don't need to get an office. You're not going to be able to go in the office. You're not going to be able to work. I saw the vaccine, the passport, everything I was shown. So I'm reading the trend. I'm getting that information. I'm not fearful of it, but I'm like, hey, guys, this is what's coming up. Here's a way to prepare. And so we have those signs all the time, and our higher self is trying to guide us all the time by signs, symbols, messages. It works within the archetypal energy of the universe. And one of those archetypal images is tarot is one, of course, numerology, the astrology. But dream, sign, symbols, image, that's how the nature works. It doesn't kind of sit down and give you a whole, you know, and say, now this is going to happen, now that, and you need to do that. You know, you got to fill in some blanks. So it's not to resist what's going on. There's always a higher purpose, even if we don't see it. So God said it doesn't have to be what you want. Even if you get a certain gift or circumstance in your life, it doesn't have to be what you want. Don't lament it. How can you use that? Because if you use that energy, you will begin to transmute it and parlay it more and more into what you want. That's the magician in the tarot, making the less ideal more ideal and more ideal, taking what's less ideal and making it more and more ideal. So right now, the creative urge, or the urge of God, the all that is, creative infinite intelligence, is saying, look for the possibilities where you are right now and what's happening in your life. Yeah. And that's the chaos. There's a lot of messages, so it can sometimes be hard to decipher, which is one of the things that we do in the Soul Path Journey or Patreon a group, and also some people are doing private mentoring with me through Patreon. We look at, okay, how do we decipher this? How do we pick? And for me, it's fun. Maybe it's not for a lot of people, but I feel very blessed and extra alive when I'm seeing the signs and symbols, and I feel myself being led, spirit-led, and my fueled by my soul. I'm getting that soul juice and following my soul call. And that's how we're going to live more and more. You can see right now the breakdown in the world, not just governmentally, But influencers, so quote-unquote influencers, what I'm not wild about that name either. I mean, how arrogant. I saw one time somebody had on their profile, I'm an influencer. What does that mean? What? I'm a guru. What does that mean? Guru means teacher in the Eastern tradition. But what are you meaning by that? Celebrities. You're seeing the infighting between different celebrities, different quote-unquote influencers, different comedians, musicians, people that are celebrity or high profile. Because the soul is coming through, the next creation needs to be more by the soul and less by wounding and less by the ego. This is where the meek inherit the earth. And I'm not getting biblical, maybe a little bit, but New Age Bible. But it's true. Those that aren't, it's not to be, you know, weak. The weakness is those that are surrendering to their soul, through their higher self. It's like, are you connecting into your soul? Those are the creations that are coming up more now. The universe really wants to support what is more soul-fueled, spirit-led. What is more of the blueprint of the soul? What's more authentic? What's more genuine? And also, what is good for more people than just one or two or the small few or the 1% or half of, 1% or 10%? It's like it's time for people to step into their empowerment and understand that, everyone to some degree is a leader in their own, whether it's, in an office or groups or family or online or communities. You're your leader in your own life. You have to connect into your own inner authority. So you're going to see a lot of, I'm seeing infighting between these people in systems, very public systems, whether it's, TV studios, Netflix, Amazon, companies, government against the company, other cities, states, nations. You see it already. We are essentially, ostensibly, in this World War III, fighting for this external power, temporal power, that's very fleeting because they don't know what else to do in this chaos. This chaos is bringing people to get kind of grasping at things, grasping at straws instead of going in and going, what do I really need and what? Now, let me just be honest. Everything that happens in this world has a vibrational component. A vibrational energetic complex of frequencies. There's a design there, blueprint, template, a matrix. And so it's needed and necessary. When it starts losing its juice, as I call the juice of spirit, it either lessens in importance, it gets smaller, it fades away, it dissolves, and it becomes extinct. You're going to see that more. So it's not that these things are bad. It's just been part of the old paradigm, the old matrix. We're creating a new matrix, a new design that's coming in. Think of it like the design of a kaleidoscope. Everything has a matrix or a design to it. And at the nucleus of your design is your soul. So in a way, the soul of Earth is changing the blueprint. It's more of the soul coming through. It's more of the light coming through, less muddled energy. So that's creating a lot of angst and graspy energy, but it's also revealing the soul or spiritual essence more too. That's also kind of neck and neck. Anyway, let's get to callers, shall we? 347-539-5122. Yeah, Tasha Blute, so many strange dreams. Yeah, because that's because spirit, God, whomever you're working with or whatever, God is the energetic principle, the all that is, the creative, infinite, innate intelligence, life itself. But whatever term you're using, some of you are traveling. Some of you are doing astral travel. Some of you are traveling in the future to where you're going to be going. Some of you are traveling where you live other dimensionally and connecting to those experiences. A lot of people in the dream state right now are getting a lot of messages and also clearing a lot of ancestral timelines or timelines based on Earth wounding. So there's a lot going on right now in the dreamscape. Okay. 347-539-5122 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad to get on air. Hi, you're on air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Wow, I was the first this? One. I wasn't expecting that.
You are
my name is
first
Alexis.
One. Yes.
My name is Alexis. How are you, Michelle?
Alexis, I'm doing great, and I'm honored to talk to you. Good to connect.
Likewise. Thank you so much. My question today is about my connection with this man in my life, Miles. And
okay.
Yeah, I'm just curious what comes through.
Okay. Well, first of all, I get kind of new. New for both of you.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, Miles. I get both of you kind of, it's new for, I don't know, like sheepish energy, a little bit, I think you both are wondering where it could go.
Yeah.
Okay, it is saying to keep, do you normally kind of jump in? Because it's saying to there's a deep connection, but to keep it light, to be open for now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, and there could be, okay, I'm getting a little more with his energy. Why is he a little... Are you getting, I get him like sheep, like happy, kind of a little giddy about the connection.
Uh-huh.
But then I also, he has a way of kind of being aloof also.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is, so that's kind of tripping you up. Like he's there. Let me ask what the heck's going on. Let's do this. Well, he's definitely looking long range, and it's definitely showing he's looking at something also a lot with either career moves. Oh, he doesn't want anything to throw him off his game. He doesn't want anything that throws him off his game or his path. So he's a little cautious. Maybe Capricorn energy. I get Gemini or Capricorn. Yeah, he could be a little fickle, but I feel like the detachment is like he's trying to pace himself. He's trying to pace the relationship.
That tracks, for sure.
Okay, what are his feelings? Well, he's pacing, but, I mean, there's definitely a connection there. I definitely feel he feels like you're very, you know, feminine, womanly, nurturing. He definitely, there's feelings. There's definitely, he's got feels for you, that's for sure. There's feelings there. He gets in his feels, but he's definitely like trying, maybe, I don't know about you. I feel like he went in the soup one time in relationship and it threw a bunch of stuff off. So I feel like he's really trying to, you know, take it slow, see where it goes. Don't get ahead of things. That's my guess with it.
Did you say
and
went in the soup?
Yeah. That weird?
That's such a funny expression. I've never heard that before.
I haven't either. I've never used that. He went in the soup. Yeah, I've never used it. This is the first time it's come through. So I don't know if somebody told him that or he has that expression. Sometimes I say things and then people will tell me, oh, my God, that's what they said. But, yeah, I feel like he – I don't know. Whatever this relationship was, it left an impact. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, that's so funny that you say that. It's been a couple of months now, but he did just get out of a relationship in the end of last year and is, I think, still reckoning with some of the fallout of all of that. We've been friends now for several years, but this is the first time we've ever been living in the same town, both been single at the same time, and it's kind of just
that's
like,
why I was getting, because I was going to ask you if there was if you had dated him before, because it's showing a past connection. So,
no, but we've been friends for years, yeah.
Okay. So that's why. I don't know. He's, you might want to keep it light or even date other people for a while, just because I do feel the friendship's very strong and he definitely wants to be friends and close. But you're right. He is still reeling from this thing. Let's see, the best perspective for you. Well, it still shows you guys hanging out, whether you call it dating or kind of building something. But it's going to be slow, and I think it's because of this situation.
Yeah.
I get a lot of Capricorn energy. I get like there's definitely connection. There's definitely, you know, feelings. And probably now that you told me that, you know, that you were friends, there's genuine care there. But this
right.
other thing threw him for a loop.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that, you know, being so focused. He just actually, I live in the mountains of North Carolina, and he just actually purchased a big chunk of land to, like, start this whole life project. And it's a really beautiful thing, but it's going to be a lot of work on him. So I know that's definitely something that he's very focused on.
He's fired up about that, yeah. Career, project, something, yeah. And business, making something a business. And he's got a good head on his shoulders, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah, I feel so too. I think if, you know, if time is not an element and pushing, he would be the type that if something keeps showing up, and I mean both of you, if something keeps working, then he'll go for it. I think he went out of character with this other person. I think he jumped in or maybe... You know, maybe, oh, I'm going to be the romantic, you know, I'm just going to go for it, you know. And it just was not a good match at all. It just really was not on the same page. I don't feel that she was supportive of him. I just feel it was like, oh my God. Wrong.
Totally.
Wrong match and required too much attention and pulling on him energetically. And, yeah, so I think he's like, you know, going back to, you know, he's probably read stuff or watched videos. What are the 10 things to watch out for? I'm not kidding you. Or how do you be in relationship? You know, take it slow. What should you look for? What's a good – because he's definitely a researcher.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me to see him. But that's what I get for you. That's what I get, I think, with this connection.
Amazing.
You
Thank
know?
You so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Great to connect. Bye.
Bye.
All right, gang, 347-539-5122 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad if you have a question or a comment. Got another one coming up here. Hi, you're on air. You're on air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Oh, hi. Hi, this
hi.
Is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. Welcome.
Thank you so much. We talked in the past several months ago regarding my condo, and you kept seeing it selling, and it never did, unfortunately. Now it's back on the market, and I'm wondering what you see around it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I told you to put it back on in spring, so you just put it on, right? I remember.
It's been about a couple of weeks now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look and see. Yeah, I think when you had put it on, I didn't see it selling. I said put it back on in the spring, and I don't know that we're yet in spring. We're not in spring until the 20th or 21st of this.
Yeah,
20th.
This is the time everybody starts listing, though. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just telling what I'm getting. Okay.
Yeah, no, I've done my research.
Okay. Okay, well, Miranda, you had put it on in the winter time, so if I recall. I'm recalling the whole story
Yeah, the
now.
First time, yes, absolutely. Well,
okay, so I still see it selling. I still see
chance.
It selling. Yeah, and I just heard put it on in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Selling the property. Maybe May, June. All I heard was put it on in the springtime. I'm still getting that message. And you just told me you already put it on. Let's see what's coming up for the selling of the property. Oh, it's definitely going to sell.
Okay.
I I think you're going to get more buzz on it May, June.
Oh, I hope it doesn't take that long.
Okay, well, okay. Keep us posted, Miranda, okay? Keep us posted.
Okay.
Take
so you
care.
Do see it selling, but in May, June, is that
I don't know. I said I've started to do mm-hmm. the – I just started – what happens mm-hmm. when I have to explain stuff, the vibrational frequency goes because I'm just
nice.
Saying what I get psychically. Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking, like, rationally, you know, like using
right,
the logic
right.
mind, the beta consciousness.
Understand.
I'm trying to keep
right.
my vibrational frequency up to get psychic information, to get the best information
mm-hmm.
I can. It's definitely
mm-hmm.
going to sell. Maybe there's some learning lesson here for you. I don't know. I mean, I know you really want to sell it, and I get it. I don't think you're going to have it a whole nother year. I felt
yeah.
things more moving May, June. I'm getting
mm-hmm.
a couple messages here. I'm getting Leo time. I'm also
mm-hmm.
getting June. And then psychically, I heard May, June, things move. So
mm-hmm.
now, there could be a divine intervention. I don't know. But
yeah.
my original psychic reading for you was you should put it on the market in, I heard springtime. It's not
yeah.
even yet springtime. So
right.
That's what I'm getting. But it I don't see you there a whole nother year. So that should bring
right.
some relief to you. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
see. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of buzz at least. I mean, people are coming and inquiring. So
oh,
that's
good.
Encouraging.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, and it could
yeah.
be that maybe, you know, I move around May. Who knows? So
yeah.
May, June timeframe. So I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Thank you.
Yeah, keep us posted and just know it's going. Sometimes things
it's going.
Take longer for
yeah.
yeah, for different reasons.
For things to, yeah, I know. Yeah, things have
yeah.
to fall into place. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, but you'll know you're ready. You won't be lamenting having to pack. You'll be ready to go.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I want to be excited.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Miranda,
thank
you take
you.
Care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, gang, 347-539-5122 is the number. Let's see. Sue in the chat. I'm hoping. Let's see what's coming up for Sue. Oh, yeah, Sue, it's going. There may even be some movement or something in April. So I don't know if you're putting it on the market in April, Sue, in the chat, but it's showing destiny issue. It'll happen quite quickly. This house going to sell. Let's see, when is it going to sell? Yeah, I keep getting traction with you, Sue, in the chat in April. So I don't know if that's when it sells and then it takes, if you do a longer closing, you know, standard closing or what. But it does, it shows you out of there. I get Uranus energy. We got Uranus and Cancer. If I roll the dice, Uranus and Cancer in the fourth house. That is a definite move and quick. So it's not going to be a long time for you. Jay's in the house. Hello, Jay. Howdy. Hello, everyone. Yeah, so that's definitely going. Any other callers, 347-539-5122, or questions in the chat, call in. Yeah, I never know why, I know, Jay, finally here. You've been a minute or two. I know, I haven't seen you in a bit. In the chat, it's good to see you. Yeah, I never know. I just tune in psychic. That's something to know, guys. This is why sometimes even in, like, I'll set up sessions because you're accessing a different part of the brain to do a psychic reading, to tune in. Let's see. Okay, 803, did you have another question? I see a little, your hand up, so I'll go there. Let's see, Tasha. Let's see. Tasha in the chat. Yeah, you can ask questions in the chat as well. Okay, so she's looking at energy around relationship. Let's see, Tasha Blue in relationship. Oh, yeah. Now, there could be someone at a distance or somehow different from you. I'm getting a sixth house, June. Let's see. I'm wondering if it's someone online or you meet someone while you're traveling or get back from traveling or they're traveling. Let's see. What's the best person? Let's see. Tasha to take in relationship. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's funny, that May-June period, Gemini, I've seen a lot of energy shifting. Now, maybe that's because we've got a lunar eclipse, penumbral lunar eclipse on the 25th of this month in Libra. There could be something, you know, going on with that that's pushing people, pushing kind of new directions on people. Let me ask Tasha about dating. Okay, getting out there more. Now, I'm feeling somebody left. If you can call in, call in. Yeah, the eclipses. That's right, Sue. I think so. That could be the movement for everyone. Yeah. Oh, thanks. I always get the travel and moving in your pick a cards. Oh, interesting, Tasha. Yeah. You're either moving or you're traveling. And sometimes when I see, sometimes it is meeting somebody, obviously, while you're traveling or on vacation. But sometimes it could be right before you leave or right before you come back. And a lot of times when I see travel or I get travel, that tells me something. There's some kind of movement or something's up in the air. Like you could be extra busy. There could be more movement. But I do get, Tasha, that's funny you keep getting travel with the pick of cards because that's what I'm getting for you right now. Tasha Blue, going to be dating someone. Let's see, what's going on? I almost feel like you're going to move and you're going to be in a different area. Showing a little bit of restriction with money or financially, or you're going to be putting money aside for something. Right now I'm getting a lot with your career and money or finance or investment or insurance or looking ahead and structuring something or planning something. So let's ask for starting to date. I'm wondering if someone introduces you or you meet someone out and about or traveling. There's a lot with you with money and investments. Oh, yes, across to another country. That might be why, Tasha, that the person, it's around the move. Oh, your younger cat, Jay, has been sick, been to the vet, and I'm hoping she'll pull through. What's really wrong with her? What's coming up? Ooh, that's hard to do without you kind of calling in. Let me connect into the energy. Younger cat, is it Kitty? Yeah, Tasha, are you looking at moving? Let's see. Super cat. Let's see with the cat. Oh, they'll get to the bottom of it. I'm wondering, do you have something, do you have Libra rising? Because your sixth house is being, they're going to get to the bottom of it and it get handled, but it is going to take a little bit of more doctor's visits, vet visits, or tests. I feel like there could be blood. Either they have to take blood work or it's something in the blood is what I'm getting. And it could have been something there for a while. Oh, that's why Libra rising. That's what I thought. Because sixth house, so your sixth house is being affected, and sometimes that could affect your health or pets. It can cause, Saturn is transiting, you know, is in Pisces right now, transiting, if you're in Libra rising, transiting your sixth house, that's health, that's pets. But I do feel you're going to get to the bottom of it. But it could be a while. I'm not going to guess, but I feel like either there's something in the blood or there's blood work and it shows up in the blood work or some particular blood test, internal test. Oh, she lost 3 pounds and she started at 13 a month ago. Oh, I'm so sorry, Jay. I'll put her in my prayer circle. Yeah, Tasha, that's interesting about the movement. Okay, I don't know if you had another question here, but we got time because our guest isn't here yet. Our guest will be calling in a bit. So if anybody has a question, a comment, or wants a reading, press 1 on your keypad. Hi,
hey,
did you have a question?
Hi,
Alexis.
I did.
I feel so lucky.
Okay.
It was so funny.
I was kind of wavering.
I was wavering between the two questions, and I'm like, wow, I get to do both. And I usually am
you
not free on Wednesday
both.
Afternoon. So it's great. I'm curious. I am really kind of wanting to dive into the subject of career. I work for myself as a body worker and an astrology worker, and I teach breath work as well. And I've been a body worker for 11 years now, and I love it so much. It's what I do mostly. It's like my bread and butter in my business. But I'm really trying to shift that out of
Are you trying to shift
much,
into astrology
you know,
more?
Well, that's kind of the question. Astrology and breath work are the other things that I offer.
Well,
and I kind of have this. Yeah, absolutely. And really my question is like, is it in person or is it online?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever. You can do a lot. I am telling anybody to do, make sure you have a very strong online presence. And another thing that I predicted, and in fact, when I was working with MentorCam doing mentoring from them, it's an app, and I was doing readings. All these big CEO, all these big business and football players and athletes and, I don't know, gold winners, gold cup winners, whatever. Anyway, I did it for a while, but I know, it's so weird. I'm like, I would look on there and going, what am I doing here? But it worked, and I got to talk to the CEO and founder of the company, and he was amazing. We had a great conversation, and I think it was with him. Well, that was a different conversation, but I had with one of the people that, quote-unquote, onboarded me and got me there. When the panty was lifting, as I call it, I told them, I said, oh, no, that was with Union. That was with another company. Sorry, another company I was working with, corporate company. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, I don't see people going back in person like they did before. I said, you really need a strong presence. And they said, oh, no, that's not true. People will always come back or come back to, you know. And I said, nah, I don't really see that. I said, I'm not saying people aren't going to come back in person. But you really, if you're a company that does fitness, you really want to have a strong online presence. And then one of my clients, who I do psychic work, helping them like strategize in their life, you know, career goals and all that, because they have a business, they're always doing demographics and this, you know, their company does all that kind of marketing and, you know, 5 years out, 10 years out projection, what's going on. And when I was giving them what I was getting psychically, they said, oh, my God, you're right. And I said, oh, really? It's happening already? Because I thought it was further off. And they said, no, there's been all this research that people realize how long it takes them to go to classes, especially if they have kids.
Yeah.
You know, they got to get dressed. They got to drive there. They do the course, and then they got to drive back. And if it's at night or traffic – and picking up kids and this and that, that and this. So
parking.
So there has been a substantial dent. So not as many people returned, or a lot of people returned and then went back to the online, even job, even career, you know. A lot of people say, oh, it's fine if you want to remotely work. We trust you. You did a good job. So, yeah, I would say for you both, and I definitely get you have very strong healing energy in your hands, and I feel you could even work like with energy healing, Reiki, pranic healing, anything with hands-on. Now, when I tune in on a soul level, I get a very above you, it's like an orb of light. I don't know if your aura has a lot of, I'm sensing a lot of indigo. I get a lot with you with communication. I get astrology, communication, writing, and blogging. So it could even be mini blogging, like on X and Insta. You could even write at some point. But I really feel the astrology, there's a real strong love for you with that. That's what I'm getting.
Beautiful.
What do you think, Alexis? What do you think?
I love that. Yeah. I mean, my Instagram is basically where I do all of my astrology now. And
oh, you do? Perfect.
I'm old school. Like, I've actually built my business entirely by word of mouth. I don't even have a website, which is a huge honor because I've built my business off of word of mouth referrals. But I'm at a place in my career and in my practice where I'm wanting to access more people and to expand. So it's really kind of a question of, am I bringing
I would do the website. I myself, too. I've never had to advertise. I've always been through referrals. But I will tell you, a lot of companies now, even regular people that I work with in the mainstream world, tech, they rarely look at resumes anymore. They look at bio and references and website and your socials.
Yeah.
So people that are wanting to be an expert in your field, and that doesn't mean, and that could be the metaphysic, that could be occult, body, mind, spirit. It doesn't matter. Even people in the techie world that I work with, more mainstream, they'll tell me. They ask for their socials, and to see, is this really your thing? So I would say a website anchors the energy. And give people a place to go for resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you feel like part of what I'm questioning right now is opening a physical space or doing this work more like pop-up and from wherever I am and online? Like, do you see me with an actual physical business soon, or is this kind of more free-form?
I feel online with you. I feel online.
Yes.
I feel online. Now, if you want to do pop-ups with, like, little mashups with other people, collabs or something, or go to different bookstores, or what, I think that would be great for you. But I feel like you could have a really good – I'm not just saying that. People that listen to my podcast a lot, and I'm private client, I don't say stuff I don't see. Like, if somebody says, oh, my God, I had a dream, I'm going to be this, and I'll just go, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you hear me – people that know me, where clients or longtime listeners that are clients, they'll say, "Yeah, I knew you weren't feeling it, or you thought it was BS. You didn't. You just did the Michelle. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, and we'll see." But Alexa, I think you could do really, really well. I really do. I think
you
should go
for it.
Do you
feel that I'm hiring someone to help me with that online expansion, or is it something that
just
happens
the road.
Organically?
Just start. Well, just organic. Just start small. Just start small where you're just posting what you like or love and, don't even worry about how many times you post or whatever. I feel like it's going to take off more than and there's also something interesting. I don't know if it's by how you look or how you post or your vibe or you have your style, but I think there's something catchy about you, at least what I can see psychically. So I would go for it. I would just do it. I would just go for it and play and have fun. And then I think you're going to build it into some kind of business. But your soul loves this, wants to definitely expand out of the body work.
Yeah.
I think you're going to move completely out of it. That's my sense. Yeah, that's my sense.
Oh, it's so special to me, but it's definitely something my body is asking to stop doing as much as I'm doing.
Yeah, you can phase out or you could do it here and there. You can do it for friends or loved ones. And I get it. I trained in, obviously energy work, pranic healing, Reiki. I did do anatomy, physiology, and physiotherapy in England and massage therapy. So I think it's great to have in your kit. But when you said astrology, this like orb appeared. So you must have a guide that's very, astrology based somehow is coming through that filtering.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad you called.
To talk to you twice today.
Yeah, that was very cool. All right. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to get to our guest. Let's see. Jay in the chat, thanks so much for caring about my fur babies. I have a lot of cancer in my son. Oh, and these beings are children to me, even though I have had three of my own. Thanks again. You're welcome, Jay. I will definitely put them in the Healing Light circle. And I think animal beings, they're like people. Some are more conscious. Some are like people. better than people, but some animal beings are very high. Let's just put it this way, and everybody who knows my Yoshi that I had was way more conscious. I've had a couple very conscious, or three very conscious animal beings that were more conscious than human, okay? So not all humans are of the same consciousness level, so nothing is of the same consciousness level. You know, we have varying degrees. All right, gang, time for our awakening dialogue. I'm kind of excited about this. We have author Karina Marshall, and so much more. We'll be diving into what she does, but her book, in case you guys want to Google it and search for it, is Discover and Use Your Greatest Superpowers, Metaphysics, Spirituality, and Bubblegum. I'm curious about the last one. Hi, Karina. Welcome to the program. Welcome.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's great to connect with you. Now, I got to ask you, I do want to know about you, whatever you want to share. And but I do want to know about the title and, of course, where the bubble gum fits in. I'm sure a lot of people say the same thing. What?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, I have always felt that ever since I was a little girl that there was something more beyond just the physical world. You know, I refer to that invisible world as non-physical. And I'm sure a number of your listeners are already familiar with that area. But I was also born with a lively imagination, and which was my healthy escape. the creative aspect of my thinking and emotions. And I have a profession or identity aside from being a vibrational transformation coach. I also do project management, and I'm also in the real estate business. So how does that all work, right? Well, I've always felt there was something more than just, quote-unquote, earning a living, but that I could integrate it with what I feel I know. And I wanted to share that by writing my book about the non-physical aspects of our beings, our consciousness, that will allow us to feel more empowered despite all the things that we're reading in the news and all that stuff. So, the subtitle of the book is Metaphysics, Spirituality, and Bubblegum. Bubblegum was meant to catch your attention, and I think it does.
It is.
But also because everybody can relate to chewing gum, right? I mean, and when we chew gum, we're thinking nothing of it. It's just a relaxation thing for some people, and you don't really see that as an additional way of learning something. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, create in my book, an accessible language where we could really relate to what is being messaged there as a way to look at ourselves, how powerful we are, and how to do it. I created some tools, and you can read it in the book, and that's meant to also help the reader get to another level of their consciousness. So I hope it does.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. We'll dive more into that. And I love that you do more, because I've had, I don't know if you can call secular, kind of, if this is like, I think we do our soul's purpose, our soul call, in a lot of different ways. And it's not so much what we do, but how we do it. So the fact that you also talk about, you know, that you were involved in real estate, I'm always talking about that on the program, especially since back in the day I did modeling, I did acting, I was a teacher.
Oh, okay.
If I was anything
wonderful.
Else. Yeah, I mean, but I was always psychic. I always did my path. You know, I was always, so I think this idea of this, like, you can't be a this because you're a that, you know, because you bring your consciousness into whatever you're doing. So I love that you do a wide breadth of things, a very, you know, I'm sure the way that you approach some of the stuff that you do, especially like real estate, you know, you're bringing your consciousness into that. right?
Exactly.
So it's going to be different than someone that doesn't have that consciousness, right?
Exactly, yes. Initially, when I first started in real estate 15 years ago, as a result of trying to spend more time with my family when I had my daughter, you know, I wasn't as conscious as I am now. And, of course, I'm not saying that I'm fully conscious at this point. I'd like to think I'm a little bit more conscious than before. But in the past, I said to myself, and I've always been drawn to spirituality and topics related to that. And I said to myself, well, I'm going to leave real estate because it's too, you know, it's such a challenging career for me because I'm dealing with people's emotions most of the time. And I said, I'll just become a coach. But the universe has responded back to me. And now when I look back, I'm saying, because the universe wanted me to be able to integrate spirituality with whatever walk of life or earning a living, so to speak, I'm involved with. And true enough, that's really, I feel that is the secret of life. You can celebrate and enjoy it no matter what you're doing, wherever you are. And you can access this knowing by just understanding a few things that probably have been hampering us because of the beliefs that we grew up with.
Yes, I agree. And I love what you say because I still work with this person on and off, a private client who also was in real estate and had the same thing, was thinking of leaving and then realized it was their passion. In fact, they did commercial real estate and then they went into homes and they said, I love finding the perfect home for people. They love baking, the staging, everything. And they said, that's my gift. The way that I do it, and I'm bringing them their perfect home and helping them, you know, I don't know, giving suggestions and this and that. So I think, I just think what you're saying is so important because so many people, I feel at one stage in their awakening, think, I have to give this up if I'm going to, quote, unquote, be spiritual. I have to give this up and do something else, right, that looks a certain way.
Right. Yeah, but you don't have to.
Yeah. What was your transition? And I'm reading your soulmate, Craig, a yoga monk for 35 years.
That's right.
Karina,
well, we can jump to
I
that.
I love it. You're like a little package that just keeps opening up with little surprises.
Well, you know, I think I mentioned to you that, I mentioned it in the book, actually, that I was married for 23 years and felt I had a good marriage. But after, during the last probably 3 to 4 years of that marriage, we had a falling out. And so it was time for us to separate. And at that time, I when my daughter was already finished with college, I was able to live by myself. You know, the Karina who has been a wife, a mother, and a family person all my life. So it was the first time I learned how to live by myself, and I really felt rewarded because I learned so much about myself, and I learned my inner world through meditation and, you know, spirituality and attending workshops and listening to podcasts like yours. So it was just a calling of my soul to understand who I really am. And at that time, I realized I can be happy on my own. And when I shifted to that consciousness, I met Craig, my husband currently, and he was a yoga monk for 35 years, and I met him when he was already 10 years out of the ashram, we resonated because he was also involved with his inner world, and we had this consciousness level that resonated with what we wanted to do with our lives, and so that's how it happened.
So how did you... you were doing the real estate, how did you trans? What was the kind of like the spiritual awakening, where you started thinking differently or looking differently. Was it through the divorce, or was it before that? Or was there some kind of trigger, let's say?
I really think that whenever we have a contrast or a painful or even traumatic, I would call it contrast, but traumatic experience maybe in one's life, it's really a catalyst for awakening. And you're right. You know, when I got divorced and started to live on my own, it's like, who am I? You know, my identity has always been either a wife, a mother, or a family person. So at that time, after I left my career and became I was a project manager as well in the defense contracting industry, which is more in information technology. When I left that career and got into real estate, I started getting an understanding of what my life is about, and I felt that service is something that I'm passionate with and that I could serve whatever and whoever in whatever fashion, but I have to serve myself first by understanding, you know, where my fulfillment comes from, and that's from my inner world. And that led to me understanding what my next step is. And I looked into becoming a spiritual coach because I felt like that was calling me. And one thing led to another. I relocated to California 12 years ago, and the energy in California is so wonderful, and it was so encouraging of this focus in my life. And so I started doing vibrational transformation coaching, which I feel is an important aspect of how we deal with the current reality that we're facing.
So you, so how did the quest start? How did you know where to go? Did you just start reading or researching? Did someone talk to you? Did you reach out? How was that quest?
That's a great question.
Leading to your inner quest.
I just had a flashback of the answer, and I remember. I remember about maybe 14 years ago, I couldn't sleep, and I went online, and somehow I was cruising the web, and there was this Law of Attraction workshop by Esther Hicks. I got so interested in attending that workshop, and it was a cruise to Alaska. And I started understanding more and more the natural laws of the universe through the messages that were being relayed there. And I started to understand the nature of vibration and energy, and realize that we're all vibrational beings, my thoughts, my feelings, and my beliefs. So that's how it started. And I said, during the pandemic, when it happened, the lockdown that we all experienced, I said, I have to share with other people what I feel is helping me deal with this pandemic lockdown, that we don't have to feel like we're powerless, that we have the ability to transcend it. And so that led me to this journey.
Wow. I just feel like you, there was a little inner clock ticking, you know? Like, it's
right,
time now. And with your background, now that's the interesting. So defense, the military, I didn't quite hear what you were doing. Was something administrative or executive? What was?
It's more. I wouldn't call it executive, but it's more technical. It's a project management of military and civilian agency communication networks, information technology. And so most of my colleagues were ex-military and male.
Okay.
So it's really an interesting perspective, yeah.
Yeah, well, because I understand project management from like a design, like, oh, we're working on this project. I guess it could go for any project, right? You're managing the project.
Yes.
That's right. Well, we used to design communication systems and then install it, furnish, and then manage it, depending on the contract, of course. And my role as a project manager is to oversee the different aspects of the contract and make sure that it's implemented according to how the contract is agreed upon. That seems like a very long time ago. but it helped me with my current skills. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I feel like you're doing that, like people with soul contracts and helping them awaken and giving them the tools to communicate what they're meant to do.
Yeah. I really appreciate everything that's happened in my life, the ups and downs, and it's made me who I am. And because of those experiences, I feel that I have expanded in my consciousness, because during those ups and downs, I kept asking many questions. And I feel that when we ask questions, we activate our journey towards expanding our consciousness. So I think it was great.
Yeah. That reminds me of my guide saying, the questions open the channel. We really need to ask the questions, don't we? We really need to.
I agree.
That self-inquiry. I know when I'm not asking questions, that means my little self is kind of in control, because it's been cruising and it's kind of, you know, got raised in consciousness, but not quite as the higher consciousness. One of the things I'd like to ask you about, and you do talk about it in your book, and I think it's so important, this whole idea of two things, reframing what's happened to us or what's happening to us and creating a reality shift. And if you don't mind, I'd like to focus a little bit on that, because I feel like that's where so many of us are at right now, individually and as a collective. We've been talking a lot on this podcast about, you know, chaos magic and chaos theory, that there's a lot of creative energy right now. It looks like chaos or confusion, but it is causing, I think, to utilize it, we have to reframe what's happened to us or what's going on, right?
I totally agree. And reframing, I could potentially invite the person listening right now to say reframing is also engaging your witness consciousness during these troubled times. You know, we observe and try to practice compassion rather than react, because, it's important to witness ourselves and our feelings in various situations, and to trust that the transformation that is happening as a result of witnessing what's going on, whether you like it or not, that we have the choice to choose, for instance, love over fear, empowerment over limitation, compassion over hatred, oneness over separation, and I feel joy over all conditions. And I realize that, of course, we're all, you know, it's really sometimes challenging when it's in our face. And the primary source of that would be the news, or when we turn on our phones and our TV. So try to limit it and see where you can focus to the next better feeling place.
So limiting what limits our consciousness is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, engaging the witness consciousness, meaning try to observe but try not to react. And when it's too, when it's producing too much of a negativity within you, try to shift your focus to something else. Something that feels a little better. Go for a walk, take a nap, take a shower. Look at pictures that give you, you know, that make you smile or help you remember exciting things in your life. It's So there are a number of tools that I mention in my book, actually 16 metaphysical tools that I share to give the reader a start. These metaphysical tools are nothing, they're very simple, they're really meant to manage our minds. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah. Well, I remember one of my teachers and mentors, one of my professors, used to say that's a lot of what we're doing here is learning how to manage, like, our mind, our energy, you know, really. That's what we're, once
true.
You learn, and once we, right, we learn kind of our baseline or what we're about, and we understand and to manage. And I love what you were saying about, you know, things that are too dissonant or you know, contrast, because that will always, that, as you know, that's part of the world and the universe. But to understand ourselves from that place of witness, self or detached observer, with kindness of, oh, I'm taking too much of this in, whether it's a type
That's
of food
right.
or, like you said, news
yeah.
or something. And I feel like not enough people do that. And I think it's a really good point that you make here and in the book, is that, again, it's knowing oneself to know, you know what, that's going to have negatively impact me. Listening to
mm-hmm,
this or watching
mm-hmm.
this many days in a row or whatever it is. So I think that's important.
Yeah. Now, you know, Michelle, I also wanted to just add here, because it's a really important aspect and message in the book with what I've learned from many teachers of truth, is that, you know, there's really two of us. Each one of us. One is that the personal consciousness that we have in the physical form, but there's also a larger part of us that's in the non-physical part of our universe, and that's really important, I think, as a framework for creating our reality, because unless you have that non-physical aspect understanding, it's very hard to. Everything seems foreign to you. So so it's really important to connect those two and be able to realize that whatever we're thinking, whatever we're feeling, and what our beliefs, whether our beliefs limit or empower us, is really mirroring to us the reality that we are facing. And that's not just on an individual level, but as we both know, it's also contributing to our collective reality.
Yes, I so agree. That's like that, and this is a horrible paraphrase, but Einstein's, you know, saying of that, basically that in essence, we don't solve problems, we outgrow them. You know, our consciousness shifts and expands. Yeah. So
yes.
I agree
yes.
with you. That is so important, is to understand that infinite self, that portal or unlimited self or infinite to the vibrational higher self, you know, getting out of that the personality.
Mm-hmm.
I think that alone, if people would just do more of that as a practice, you know, don't make decisions from the wounding or that little, the personality ego, just bump up, get up there, get out there, expand.
There you go,
you know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's a famous book by Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. And in the first chapter of that book, I quote, he says, "If I cannot live with myself, there must be two of me." Because there was a point in time in his life where, it, you know, he really didn't understand what the world was about, and he couldn't take it anymore. And he said, "I can't live with myself anymore." And so at that point, he realized there was something more than just his physical form. So that was, to me, like 20 years ago, it was an inspirational, thought-provoking, life-giving message.
Yeah. Well, we had at one point, because I'm a big proponent of the subtle energy connecting in vibrationally beyond the lower self, and we had a physicist, Dr. Maynard, and I was shocked. So many out of the hundreds and hundreds of people we've had from all kinds, you know, even physicists, everything. he was the only one, and he had a small chapter. He didn't have much, but he talked about just what you're talking about, the less denser physical self, the subtle energy, and being able to expand into that field, that resonant field or Rupert Sheldrake morphogenic field, what's actually going beyond the morphogenic field. And I really, you know, by our conversation and my experience and understanding is, I mean, that is key. Like you said, we have to be able to get out of the limited, you know, embrace that part, but that our answers and our true, you know, joy, problem-solving answers, next step, evolution, whatever, is not in that lower self. That's, I always look at the lower self, it's like an old hard drive. And in fact, it is.
Old hard drive, I like that.
Right? Because what can only hold, I think, 16 bits of of information. So that's really, right?
And it's full, and it's full of recycled thoughts, isn't it, Michelle?
Yes.
There's a lot of recycling going on there.
Oh, Karina.
And that's where the feeling of
programs.
Boredom comes from.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, all the old programs are just sitting there like it doesn't update. But, yeah, to teach people or show people how to get out of that. And to me, it's just habit. I mean, I know that all the time. I just kind of pop in. It's like, especially if I'm having trouble with something, I just stop. I go, okay, stop trying to think about it or figure it out, because that's it. Just like you said earlier, I go for a walk. I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and they said, yeah, it's doing the dishes, it's the shower, it's the bathroom, and it's going to the walk. The pearls of the down, the hooking up.
Yeah, and our pets play a really important in balancing our energies, because they keep us in the present moment. We have a cat ourselves, and we just love her. We call her our Zen teacher.
Yeah, that's what I saw, Zen. Yeah, that. Yeah, cats or any animal being, if you really, especially cats
any
and
animal,
dogs, you
yeah.
pay attention, any animal, but it, a lot of people have cats and dogs, and there's, some of my greatest teachers have been my cat or dog. I mean, I look at an animal being, some of them, sometimes they're, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, some animal beings are more conscious than people. They just, right? Once you understand their languaging, it's like, oh my God. You think of sometimes dogs, those stories, and I've heard cats doing things like this too, where they've saved people, alerted them to something. It's just amazing when that, if you're gifted in that way to have that kind of, you know, experience
right.
or situation.
But on an ordinary day, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'll remember.
No, I was just saying that with pets in general, on any ordinary day, you know, they are, to me, they help me shift my focus. And that's the key to not being too bogged down by the challenge or the negativity that might be confronting you at the moment. Just shift your focus. Play with your pet, look at a nice picture, have a cup of coffee, have a scoop of ice cream, whatever it takes. Just get to the next better feeling place.
Yeah, and biochemically creating that dopamine, we can give ourselves our own positive, right, validation or response. We can really... I was watching something earlier today, and I don't even know the podcast. It was some kind of doctor and researcher, but he was talking about getting going, or if you're a bit depressed or down, it's a cycle. And he was talking about what helps us get out of stuff, loops like that, is when we really acknowledge ourselves and celebrate it. Like, you did that. You got that done. He said what causes the burnout or, you know, the kind of the downward cycle, which I thought was fascinating, was we keep just stacking. We keep stacking to do, stack, instead of the pause of, oh, my God, look what you did. Look how much you got done. Oh, my God, that's great. Like we would to a child, you know, which we should to our own inner child, like, oh, my God, look what you did. This is great. Look, you got this done. You got this. You finally done this. You finished. Oh, that looks amazing. And I thought, I did it this morning. And I thought, oh, I'm going to try this. See, just see if it's BS or, you know, I'm like, and
yeah,
I was already.
I get that.
But I felt different. I felt, I mean, I already felt good. I was feeling, but I thought, could I have a noticeable little something? And Karina, I'll tell you, I did. I had like a little, I don't know, a little like upliftment kind of thing. And I thought,
wonderful,
my God, it really does work. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Right?
Well, I get that, Michelle, because I talk to my higher self all the time. Of course, I don't talk to it loudly because people will think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I do have this conversation that goes in my head, you know, whether I'm appreciating or just kind of, sharing what I feel I'm experiencing or feeling. And after a while, you know, you'll be surprised. I was surprised when I was receiving thoughts from my higher self, I felt. And I know they're not me because sometimes I say, how could I ever think that way? You know, that it's inspired.
Yeah.
It came from,
you know, when it's
something
not
beyond.
You, your little you.
Exactly.
No, I agree with you.
But then
you know,
also,
you know. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I think that getting in that habit of receiving, and I think that's where we're going more and more, is receiving that impulse, that inspiration, and then moving into inspired action. What are you receiving from that higher aspect of you? Now, Karina, I'm kind of curious, talking about your book, which obviously is available, Amazon, all the good places, Barnes & Noble, right, every place. Do you have a website, by the way? I didn't see that, so I don't
I
know.
Do.
I know you're
it's,
on Insta.
It's unlimited.us. Unlimited.
Okay,
unlimitedself.us. That's the website. And you can, it says a little bit something about me, and it's a simple website, but you can connect and ask questions. I would love to hear from you because we're all in this together and we're co-creating next transformation. And it will be, it's actually, despite all the negativity that we hear from the news, I feel that it's also a very exciting time for all of us because we are on the verge of a major consciousness transformation.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I agree. Oh, absolutely. Well, I always look at it this way too, and this is what I share with the people I come in contact with or work with. It's like, who's creating the new emerging consciousness? It's not just going to happen by blinking our eyes or clicking our heels. We're doing it. So while all this...
Absolutely.
Right? There's contrast, there's dissonance. That's never going to completely go away. I mean, it could be mitigated, but we're meant to create at this time. And yeah, I see a lot of opportunities. I really do. And I see the higher level consciousness. I don't know about you if you notice this, but I will watch a lot of different things all over, you know, just the whole gamut of what's going on Earth. And I'm like, oh, my God, there it is, coming through. If you look, you can see how things are actually improving. There is improvement. There is a higher consciousness coming through. There is awakening in a lot of different areas. It may, like you said earlier, it may not be on the news a lot. It may not getting a play. But even then, I can read between the lines. You can just see more people coming together, more. I think the key, and maybe you have a thought on this, of how not to get, because I do get this question a lot. How do I not get caught up in this? How do I not get caught up in the dissonance? How do I not get caught up in the contrast or negativity? You know, how do I not get... So I don't know if you have any thought. I know you alluded to it a little bit with the news, but a lot of people feel like there's so much going on, they get caught up in it, and then they lose their motivation and inspiration.
Right, yeah. Well, the first practical tool is turn off the TV or the news, but but of course, seriously, I guess one needs to understand that we live in a world of energy, and energy consists of vibrations. So, vibrational living basically means that if you are watching the news and you are you are tuning in to that energy. So you're getting caught up while you're tuning in and listening to it. So the way to tune out of it is to realize that whatever is already in the news has already manifested, meaning it's done. So every time we think of a new thought, we are creating that new energy, new forms of summoning the energy to manifest the next physical form. So it's really important that we are, you know, we watch what we're thinking. We watch how we're judging people and really refrain from judging, if possible. Mm-hmm. Because we are...
That's interesting,
because
you're right. It's already happened. That's right. If it's in the news, it's already happened.
Exactly. But we play a role in vibrational consciousness. We play a role in creating the next level of what we're going to see manifest in the physical world. That's all vibration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Very good point. Yeah, it's all vibration. And if, do we contribute to that vibration or not? Do we let that vibration impinge upon us or not? I think that's a part of...
Yeah, and you know, it sounds very serious because, vibration, what is that? But another key to just really creating the joy or the heaven on earth is just to celebrate life and to appreciate. Appreciation of something that you take for granted. Appreciation is a really high form of energy and vibration that helps with attracting to your life the things that you are desiring more than tuning into somebody else's movie of the news, so to speak. We have that power within us, and we don't realize it, but we are really powerful vibrational beings.
We are powerful creators and co-creators, too. That's for sure. That's
I
think that's going to be more and more evident as we go further along in this awakening. I think people are really awakening, awakening to that for sure. I love to discover, and one thing you do go in your book is how to kind of discover, in a way, what you want to do, your calling or your in your superpowers. What are your, how to access those?
Yes. There, I present 16 metaphysical tools that will amplify your powers of intention, intuition, visualization is really important, and focus. But more importantly, also understanding the subtle world of energy.
That's it.
You know, we're just reminding each other who we are, right?
Yeah.
But thanks to your program that we have this opportunity to share what may have been our own realizations of what might, how we may help each other in this transformation that we're undergoing consciously.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's why I so feel so blessed, but also enjoy the conversations that I get to have and hearing what other people are doing and giving examples or tools for not just the listeners, but myself, you know, and just to talk like this, it just, I feel for a lot of people, it makes it more real to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. Like it's not something just in a book. It's not academic. You know, it's not theory. It's practical. This is the practicum. You can do this with practice. This can be your reality. And I love, because you're talking about superpowers within, then people begin to realize, oh, that's innate. That is within
me. Yes, definitely.
Right?
Yes. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's so powerful. Well, I did read parts of your book. I'm probably going to read a bit more. You have some – I love that it's simple, because my teachers, they always said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't know it. That's what they told me. Like, if you're hemming and hawing or take five paragraphs to say something, you could say it in two sentences. Like, you don't really understand the concept. You don't know it. So that's my – I think simple is really good.
Thank you. Yes.
I really do. Oh, Karina, this has been wonderful to connect with you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing.
Oh, yes, same here, Michelle. Thank you for being our soul friend, because you've been an inspiration, and the energy, just the energy of your voice is has this, you know, it has this spark to really engage people in sharing their authentic selves, and I appreciate I appreciate you very much.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. I really enjoyed this conversation too, so come back anytime you want to. I love what you're doing. I love the way that you've outlined the book. It's a bit of a, it's kind of a journey, the way that you did it. It's kind of, this really has an unfolding, you know, one part leads to the net, you know, kind of builds a nice foundation. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's very helpful and supportive for people that are wanting to know more about this. It's good to have something that leads to a foundation, not just kind of, like I said, concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Sue is saying, thank you both. Enjoyed the conversation. Me too, Sue, in the chat. Yes.
Thank you.
As well. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, Karina. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Take care.
And you too. And you too. It's been an honor. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye. All right. If you just scooted in, that was Karina Marshall. The book is Discover and Use Your Greatest Superpowers, Metaphysics, Spirituality, and Bubblegum. So you can find that. Also, website unlimitedself.us. Yeah. Thank you all for being here and sharing, everyone. Nice convo. Thanks, Jay. Have an awesome week. You too, Jay. Have a great week. Everyone, have a wonderful week. And enjoy the magic. Use the magic. And I love, we talked a bit about, you know me, I'm a big lover of subtle energy. Tap into that subtle energy field, especially if you're feeling a little collapsed, feeling a little fear. On my website, the focus meditation, actually, just reminded me to give this to a client. writing myself a note. But that helps you. It's also an alignment meditation. That helps you connect into the subtle energy. Soulplayground.life, meditation and mindfulness. You can use that. I hope I remember who that was for. Also, love if you could subscribe to Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube. And also, please, Awakenings with Michelle Mache podcast on YouTube as well. Come connect with me on Instagram. I do have a Soul Juice there. I do weekly tune-ins. Also, channelings that can be helpful. And just say hi. If you connect in any of those places, let me know that you listen to Awakenings. And if you called in, let me know you called in. All right, Radiant Soul Lights, lots of love, light, wisdom, and as always, continue to shine your light, share your insights, and of course, keep awake. I'm getting woke
and staying woke. Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.